this really is an historic day.
We Energy's chairman and president Gale Klappa said that a year-and-a-half-long pilot project to separate out carbon dioxide from plant emissions worked as expected. That's good news in the fight against global warming because a third of this country's greenhouse gas emissions comes from power plants. Even if the carbon capture technology becomes commonplace, Klappa said that the proposed 80% reduction in greenhouse gases can only be achieved by increased use of renewable energy and nuclear power.
We need every one of these technologies, and we need them on all cylinders to meet that goal. It's doable, it will be expensive, but with this step that we've taken here over the course of this pilot project, we have one more developing tool for the arsenal that we think is going to be extremely important for our customers.
There is a catch for the new carbon capture technology. Once it's caught, the CO2 needs to be disposed of, and that means piping the gas to locations with suitable rock formations for burial. The EPA is currently contemplating rules for shipping and storing. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.